This is Art Forms. You know, sometimes the most mundane objects can be used to inspire creativity, maybe a little glue and pictures clipped from old magazines. Originally, the cutouts are other people's images, other people's words, but we can shape them into an expression that's uniquely ours. And for those who don't always feel understood, some say collage and other forms of art can be a valuable form of communication. IPR's Linda Steffen reports.
Samir Mubarak sifts through a basket filled with words cut out from magazine headlines.
I have to drive.
In the car?
Yeah.
Where do you drive to? Doesn't matter?
No. To my friend. How will ever.
He pulls out the words drive, shopping, and peaceful, and he makes his way back over to the collage he's already started. Project leader Michelle St. Amant sits beside him, and they talk as Samir overlaps words and pictures on his poster board. These are things that make him feel happy.
Does that remind you of a peaceful scene?
Yeah.
Is that why you put the word peaceful there?
Yeah. I'm not a guy to fight. I like peace.
You like peace.
Peace and fun. I'm a fun guy, what you know me.
I've already noticed that you're a fun guy.
Samir is 29 years old, and for the first time in his life, he's living on his own in a downtown Traverse City apartment complex. He likes dogs and shopping, pizza, flowers, and possibility. And you can get all that and more from a quick glance at his first art project at Andre's Place. This is a new program in Traverse City, named after Michelle St. Amant's autistic son, who died in 2004 at age 18.
I'm an artist, and I used to work with Andre with doing artwork at home, like we're doing here today. And it was a really good way for him to express himself because he had some limited verbal skills. And we learned a lot into what his thought processes were through his artwork. He was quite good and quite talented.
I think that's a cool picture.
Andre's Place is open to people who face any number of challenges, from mental and physical impairments to homelessness, or any need. And the goal is twofold, to help this crowd to communicate through art, and to help others to hear them better. Michelle wants to collect the artwork produced at Andre's Place and display it for all to see.
Society has a lot to learn through people's with challenges artwork. They have a lot to say. They've developed opinions and beliefs of their own through all their experiences, which are very unique. And I really think society needs to hear through the voice of their art.
At the next table, 29-year-old Ryan Voles works on his collage. There's a couple resting on a hammock, a newborn, and a posed family portrait.
And then the piece that comes within a family, I have two pictures of candles for the piece and tranquility and everything. And then I have a picture of a house with a green lawn and a pine tree out front of it. And then the inside of a home with a nice warm fireplace. And then a picture of a full-size refrigerator with food and everything.
It's not exactly the story of his own life. Ryan is single. He says he has defiance disorder and a hyperactivity disorder, and he lives alone in his downtown apartment. He has friends here, but his family lives far away, and growing up, family life was far from peaceful.
My parents were very much older. My mom was 53 or 54 when I was born, and my dad was going on 61. So it was basically more than like growing up with grandparents, basically. And since they were going into their retirement, and then all of a sudden here comes this child full of life and hyperactive and defiant and things like this, I don't think that they were really ready for that. So my life with my parents was very difficult for them. And I was picked on. I was teased at school. And life for me was not very easy. It was very miserable.
Ryan says this art program, Andre's Place, gives him something to do. Andy says the art projects can give him an emotional outlet to the outside world. He wants more people to understand just how tough it is to be alone and to constantly battle with disability. But for his very first project here, he's chosen a happier message.
The home, the relationship, the tranquility, the nature and everything.
Be grateful for what you've been given.
And we need to remember that. We need to remember where we all started and where we came from and what God gave us. And we need to stop taking it for granted.
For Art Forms in Traverse City,
you know, really
I'm Linda Steffen.
To what he's given us, and nobody does anymore. And we need to get back to that.
To see pictures of the collages, go to ipr.interlaken.org. Andre's Place got started last week at Riverview Terrace Apartments in downtown Traverse City. All are welcome Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. The group is working on its nonprofit status, and they could use donations of new or slightly used art supplies.